The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Resurrection, good morning and welcome to Power for Today. Resurrection, good morning and welcome to Power for Today for each and every one of us. May the Lord bless you for the effort and your sacrifices. I tell you that God is the rewarder of those who diligently, seriously seek Him. And I tell you, according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. God is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And I know that you have entered the studio with the knowledge that God exists and that He rewards and that He is our Father. I want to say a big thank you to the lady pastor, my assistant who has been with me, and my partner for destiny. God bless you. And also our technician that the Lord has raised for us, Buja Worldwide, and the machines that the Lord has given to us. We really appreciate as many online that have kept us alive by your always coming online, your consistency online. Some of you deserve to be awarded, and may the Lord award you. I'm mentioning your name and asking that the Lord will reward you and award you. In fact, God will give you a testimony and a miracle that no man can give you. That is my prayer for you. Yes. And some of you too, you buy data for us. You send our Momo, Voda Cash, and all that. In fact, you have done very well. May the Lord bless you and increase you. This morning, the Holy Spirit just inspired a prayer in me. I woke up with a dream. And once again, the Lord has revealed that He's in charge of our lives. We are going to pray that prayer. And so I woke up with this theme, superior advantage. I heard it 2022. Live by superior advantage. 2022. Live by superior advantage. The angel who has been waking me up, when he came, I think this was what he spoke into me. Yes, this was how he woke me up today, 2022. Live by superior advantage. And I had to go to my office and then begin to search the Bibles and scriptures. And I tell you, hey, this something is going to come out of this one of these days. It's a whole book. It's a whole message. What I have written down, you can't believe it. I wish I can. I am just going to share a bit with you. But before we continue, there are testimonies about the words that are given here. In fact, I think one of the days when I mentioned the woman of God, Becky, when I was just acknowledging and I mentioned her name, I think a word came that she's going to meet somebody in a grocery shop, in a supermarket, and there is going to be a connection. And let me just give you a little bit of what she has sent to me. She sent this to me on 27 December. Amen. Thank you. The prophecy has started happening. You gave me a prophecy about meeting some people in a grocery store. And after that encounter, there's going to be an opening for me. Today, I was in the store and a homeless woman came in and took a can of coffee and begged me to pay for her, and I did. The cashier was asking me if I would pay for it, and I said yes. So the woman asked me, how are your children? doing? And I said, good. After paying for everything, another homeless man came in and was asking me for food. And I said to him, what do you want? What do you want? Pick anything and I will pay. And he picked a bag of rice. And the cashier said, that's $50. Are you going to pay? And I said, yes. And I said, is that all you need? He said, he picked up oil and started helping him pick up more stuff. And I started helping him pick up more stuff. And I remembered the prophecy. I said, wow, because it happened in a way I least expect. To God be all the glory. The word continues, but let me just end. You see, when God gives a word, do you know what has happened? These people are angels. These were angels. These homeless people, they were angels in disguise. In fact, Madam was saying that when the woman asked me about my children, I sense that this woman is not ordinary because I wasn't with my kids. This is angelic encounter. And do you know, this one encounter, you will hear the testimony from Madam Becky. This one encounter, you hear a testimony. It has triggered something. So, we want to give glory to the Holy Spirit that He is with us. And that He is the one who is actually leading us in this house. And we give all glory unto Him. Yes, we are going to pray the superior advantage. We are going to pray the superior advantage. The Lord gave me certain scriptures. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. As the Lord gave me 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. Then I will give a few explanations. I will not give all today. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 2. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I like the word resolve, because our 31st, the Lord said it's a night of resolve. Resolve means, to resolve something means to find solution to it. But another meaning of resolve is to take a firm decision, a strong decision. So 31st is a night of resolve. We are going to make some resolution. We are going to take some firm decision. Coming 31st is going to be different. It's going to be different. The way the Lord is leading me is going to be different. Yes, we are going to resolve. We are going to take some firm decision. And we should begin to resolve. And I tell you that the things are very simple. Paul said, I resolved to know nothing whilst I was among you, except Christ and Him crucified. Anytime you hear these phrases, Christ and Him crucified, you hear crucify of Christ, it is talking about victory, the victory of the cross. It's talking about redemption. It's talking about reconciliation. He's talking about restoration. He's talking about prosperity. He's talking about soteria, salvation, which includes healing and deliverance, restoration, prosperity. In fact, one of the biggest words in the New Testament is the word soteria, the Greek word soteria, which is salvation. But we think that it is only when you are delivered from trouble. That word has a range of meanings when you look into the Strong Concordance. In fact, or when you get born again, yes, salvation. When you get born, it is not just when you get born again. The word soteria, when you look at its meaning, is almost half a page. It's almost half a page of the Strong's word study. The meaning is so vast. It is one of the greatest, words. That was why Jesus said, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be heard saved. That word saved. It's a big word, but it has become a cliche. Now, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, Colossians 3, 2, Colossians 3:2. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. 3. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is in your life, no, let me start again. Verse 3. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. For when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This verse simply means that we have become like Christ. We have become one like Christ. We have become one with Christ. So you are no longer the Moses that you think you are. You are no longer the Kofi you think you are. The moment you become born again, I mean, you have become one with Christ. I mean, you have become one. It's like your shadow is inseparable. You become inseparable with Christ. Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 says, for our citizenship is in heaven. Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 says, for our citizenship is in heaven. Now, Job chapter 38 verse 33. Job 38, 33. And I will tell you why I'm reading all these scriptures. These scriptures portray superior advantage. Superior advantage. Living superior advantage. These are the scriptures that you need to understand to live superior advantage. Job 38, verse number 33. In fact, Job is one of Job revelation, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Job, Jeremiah, Daniel, Ezekiel, Revelation, this book, and Romans, Isaiah. These are the most powerful inspirations of God in the Bible. These are the powerful, these books I have mentioned, Colossians, they contain, Galatians, they contain some powerful secrets. Especially Job. Job is the oldest book in the Bible, not Genesis. Job is the oldest, recorded in the Bible. And it is believed that God dictated the book of Job to Moses. The book of Job and Genesis, it is believed that God dictated what happened. He said to Moses, there was a man who lived. He's called this. So the book of Job contains a lot of mysteries. And in Job 38 verse 33, there is a mystery here. Do you know the laws of the heavens? Can you set up God's dominion over the earth? The laws of the heavens, that is superior advantage. That is superior advantage. In fact, Jesus came into this world to change our status. He came into this world to change our heart, our status, our lowly status that Adam willed to us. When he disobeyed, when he fell into the seduction of the serpent, Adam brought mankind low. He brought us lower. That's why the Bible says that you have made, who is man, that you are mindful of him. You have made him a little lower than what? Angels. In fact, Adam was superior than angels. Adam was superior than angels. And even now, the Bible says that you and I, we are going to judge angels. After the rapture, when we get to heaven, we are going to judge what? Angels. So look, man is the highest creation of God. Man is the highest creation of God. But Adam lost his status. And he brought us lower. That was why Jesus came to change our status. To give us a superior advantage. Jesus came to change our status, to to give us all superior advantage. Child of God in Christ, you have a superior advantage. Let me tell you, when you rise up from bed, the devil is worried. When you enter a house, wherever you are, the devil is worried about you. Because when you mention the name Jesus, I mean, you are carrying God. You are a God. Small g, know ye not that ye are gods? John chapter 8, verse 44 and 45. Know ye not that ye are gods? It was a repetition of a psalm. Know ye not that ye are God? That word God in John chapter 8, verse 44 and 45 is governors. Don't you know that you are governors of the earth? We are the governors of the earth, child of God. You are a governor. You are a governor. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, 2 Corinthians 5, 20, the Bible says that you are a Christ ambassador. God is making his appeal through you. Hallelujah. These are our superior advantage. This is our superior advantage. Ephesians 2, 6 says that we are seated with Christ in what? Heavenly places. That's why you are seated. You are seated with Christ in God. Heaven. So why is he sitting there? You are also there. And the Bible says that you are a citizen of heaven. Philippians 3:20. So you take your instruction from what? Heaven. That is superior advantage. Now, to manifest superior advantage is number one, to resolve to know nothing but Christ. You must resolve to know nothing but Christ. Please, 2022, resolve to know nothing but Christ. Some things that the Lord was telling me, hey, myself and somebody, we are going to have a war. Hey, God was teaching me about how minds have been deceived, deceived mind. God, he was just telling, how many things has he taught me right now? 14 things about the mind. Depraved mind. Romans 1:28. Bewitched mind. Galatians 3:1. Blind mind. Deceived mind. God said, guide against all these things in 2022. But let me continue. Resolve to know nothing but Christ. If you are going to live by superior advantage, resolve to know nothing but Christ. Number two, become heavenly minded. Heavenly minded. When we talk about being heavenly minded, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't live on earth. Being heavenly minded is a law, is to think and live and talk by the laws of heaven. Do you know the laws of heaven? Let me give you an example. The laws of heaven, say the thing before you see it. The laws of heaven, believe that the thing exists, then it shall be heard, it shall come. That's the laws of heaven. But the laws of earth is heard, see it first, before you do what? Believe. But the laws of heaven says, believe it first, and then you will do what? You will see it. So live by the laws of heaven. Begin to see every position, anything you desire. Begin to see it. As you see it, begin to thank God for it. Begin to praise God for it. Begin to honor God for it. Begin to sow into it. Begin to do whatever it is. What will you see? You will see it. Because Romans chapter 4, verse 17, Romans 4, 17, he is the God who calls the things that are not as though what they were. That is how God operates. That's how the laws of heaven operate. They operate by saying the thing first. You say it before you see. You take a step, and then God will manifest that step. But the laws of the earth says, see it first before you believe. Seeing is not believing. Is that not what they say? Seeing is not believing purely. That is the laws of the earth. So becoming heavenly minded is just to operate by the laws of hot heaven. You know, I've told this story, man of faith, the man who taught me faith. In fact, he lived with us and he imparted the lady pastor so much that her faith became greater than my faith. Because they were always going to prayer meeting. They were also going some places they were all night. I said, me, I'm not going. I'm tired. I want to sleep. And before I realized the lady pastor's faith was so high, she was beginning to think and talk like man of faith. The man imparted me. Look, anything he wants, he will just start thanking God for it. We live together before even I marry. And when I married too, we live together in early days. Anything. Oh, we were living by faith. We didn't, look, for 3 years, we don't know breakfast, lunch, supper. When we're going to bed, you would just say, GD, what are we going to take for breakfast tomorrow? I say, you know already, tea. Then he say, let's thank God. We'll just pray and thank God. 6:36, by 7 a.m., we hear a knock on our door. Sister Esther has sent the maid to bring us tea. Milo, coffee, Lipton, they are all in package. Bread, everything we need, we shall take it. GD, what are we taking for lunch? We just thank God for it. GD, what are we taking for supper? We live like this for 3 years. I remember those days, Stella Dugan came out with Stella Dugan and this woman, how do we call it? Those musicians. They came out with an album. No, not Daughters. Not Daughters. The one who came and sang in our graduation and somebody, Goita, disappeared. Mary Gansa. Mary Gansa. Mary Gansa. That woman, Mary Gansa. She sang in our graduation, diploma, 1987, Fountain Gate Bible College, West Central University is right now, Mataiko, CCK Bass Building. That was Fountain Gate Bible College. She sang and the power of God fell and somebody's Goita disappeared. Mary Gansa, she has been powerful before, except for her mistakes in marriage. Except for her mistakes. But thank God that she has gotten herself back. When you have a gift, when you have a ministry, please be careful. Don't joke. Now I continue. We bought the cassettes. And what happened? We didn't have a tape. Man of faith, we don't have a tape. He said, keep quiet. Keep quiet. He has been rebuking me. Man of faith is about 9 years older than me. But he respects me so much. But he rebukes me a lot. Like Peter was always rebuking Jesus Christ. Don't say that. Keep quiet. Because Peter was 30 years older than Jesus. So he was always rebuking him. So you keep quiet. You talk too much. So we came home. There was a sideboard. The room had only a bed, a sideboard, and one chair because it was a boys' quarter we were living. That was how where we started life. And that was after I slept in the church for some years. Then he went to, you say, is that where shall we put the tape? I said, oh, we can put it on the sideboard. It's okay. Then in the night, I saw him standing there, and then he was thanking God for the tape. Lord, I thank you for the tape. In fact, we discussed, what tape do we want? Say, we want a double player, double cassette. Where the slotting, double cassette and all that. That was, but we didn't talk about the brand. We just needed the tape. He said, GD, we thank God for the tape. We slept. At dawn, I just heard some noise. Then I saw him standing there, stretch his hand and doing what? Thanking the Lord for the tape. Lord, we thank you for the tape. Lord, I saw him through the cloth. I cover myself like this and I saw him, you know, the cloth, you can see in the hole like that. So I saw, I said, God, help my friend. This man is going mental. What kind of faith is this? I mean, how? The thing is not there and then you say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, we bless you for this tape. 7 o'clock, it was drizzling. I remember this thing well. It was in the month of July. It was drizzling. 7 a.m. We heard a knock on the door. When we opened, it was a sister called Lydia. Lydia used to work at the Ghana Commercial Bank. And Lydia traveled for holidays. In fact, they used to use her pictures for this pomade, a particular pomade. Those days, you see her on billboard, Sister Lydia. Beautiful lady like that. She knocked at our door. Pastor, last night, the Lord spoke to me when I was praying. I traveled to Japan, and I bought this double player Hitachi. And I've never used it. The Lord said I should bring it to you. So here is it, in a rubber, in the box like that. So we receive it, and then we put it there, we open it. Oh, my God. I said, man of faith, let's dedicate this. A foolish boy. When I was dedicating it, and you were looking at me in the clock, you think I didn't see you. I've dedicated it already. What dedication again? That is the laws of heaven. That's how you live the laws of heaven. Is to live by what? Faith. These are the laws of heaven. So superior advantage is what? Living by the laws of heaven. And to be heavenly minded, live by the laws. Another one, superior advantage is what? Understanding our citizenship. Please, you are not an Ashanti. Only God, by his providence, caused you to be born into a tribe called Ashanti, into a tribe called Gan, into a tribe called Evi, into a tribe called Fanti, into a tribe called North, into a tribe called Bron, into a tribe called Dagomba, into a Dagbati. Yes, Dagati. I mean, it is just by God. The moment you become born again, the Bible says that there is no more Greek, there is no more who. There is no more Greek, there is no more Jew, there is no more slave, there is no more free, there is no more man, there is no more woman. You must understand your citizenship. Then the next one is that to live by superior advantage, you must understand, I've mentioned, the laws of heaven. Yes, the laws of heaven. The laws of heaven and being heavenly minded, they are the same. The laws of heaven. Then the next one, you must understand your position with Christ. Where are you seated? Ephesians 2:6. Where are you seated? Where are we seated now? We are seated in the heavenly. Do you know the word seated? The word seated is not talking about sitting down, like you are sitting like this. It's talking about our origin, where we receive instructions from. We receive instruction from what? From heaven. So you must understand your position. These are what? The laws of, these are superior advantage. These laws will give you superior advantage on earth. So as we end 2021, we are ending with superior advantage. You should not be earthly minded. In fact, Adam's mind was deceived. Adam's mind was bewitched. In Genesis chapter 3, and we have bewitchment in Galatians 3:1, Galatians 5:7, Galatians 5:19. A mind can be bewitched. You can be bewitched to believe in falsehood. Yes, you can be bewitched to believe in falsehood. Many minds have been bewitched, even Christians. And there are seven mountains of the devil. And one of the mountains is the media. Ephesians 2:2. He's the prince of the power of the air. Don't believe as a Christian. Don't live by what you hear in the media. Because the media is controlled by a spirit. I am not saying that when they warn us about weather or whatever, we should not take it. But beyond that, there is a truth. Go to the Lord for the truth. Anything you are hearing from the media, go to the Holy Spirit to ask him, what do you say about this? Whatever he tells you, then, yes, that's how to live, by being heavenly minded. So you see, God created Adam he created Adam to rule by superior advantage. But the serpent came to subvert Adam's superior advantage, to bring him lower. So Adam's birthright was his superior advantage. Adam's birthright was what? Was his superior advantage. That's why Psalm 115 verse 16 says, the highest heavens belong to God, but the earth he has given to who? To mankind. That is to Adam. He gave it to Adam. Adam was the governor of the earth. That was why he was the one who named all the animals. And Adam didn't name them. He didn't just say, you are a dog. No. When God created the animals, Adam defined them. Say, you be a house pet. You be a watch. You play the role of a watchman. You be my guard. You be my so and so. You raise alarm. When I go to farm, you follow me. Anytime an evil is coming, you will alert me. You will be an alert. So your name will be a dog. Then the dog started barking. Then the dog left and started doing. Those days, there were two, 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 two. So the animals, all the animals that were created could fill this compound because they were male, female, male, female. They were not enough. Adam actually did what? He described them. He gave the animal their nature, their assignment. So the dog is what it is today because Adam was the one. He didn't create it, but Adam was the one who gave the dog his assignment. Adam was the one who gave the lion his assignment. And they were living together nicely. But the moment Adam ate the tree, now the dog started barking at Adam. The dog started biting Adam. Now the lion will catch Adam because Adam is no longer in that original nature. Are you getting the thing? The lion doesn't see Adam superior again. Now the lion see Adam as a meat or a prey that he can catch and eat. Because Adam has fallen. Because the image of God fell in Adam. So Adam has become very ordinary. So a serpent can bite anything, but Adam in his original destiny, the Bible said that, and the dread of Adam was on all the animals. The dread of Adam, when they look at him, these are superior. Even lions were not eating people those days because they were all created in what? In a perfect nature. They became carnivorous after the fall of Adam. The serpent became dangerous after what? The fall of what? Adam. But you know, that is why Jesus has come. That is why Jesus has come. And what was the channel the devil used to bring Adam down? The mind. The mind. Your mind is the most powerful weapon, the most powerful thing that God has given to you. Your mind is your greatest asset. Your mind is your greatest asset. The thoughts that run through your mind, the thoughts, if you are able to control your mind, in fact, you rise in your mind or fall in your mind. The serpent appealed to Adam's mind. When you read Genesis chapter 3, from verse 6 going, the serpent, when Adam saw what you see, entered his mind, and he tasted. Your mind. You see people walking, smiling. What is in their mind? Only God knows. That's why the mind is the place that only God can see. You and God, you are the two who control your mind. It is the place that the devil will always be firing thoughts. Thoughts, fiery darts in your mind. So Adam fell. Adam's mind was hot, deceived. Adam's mind was hot, deceived. So we have depraved mind. 2 Timothy 3:8, Romans 1:28. A mind can be hot, depraved. Bewitched mind. A mind can be bewitched. Adam's mind was bewitched. Galatians 3:1, Galatians 5:7 and 9:19. The mind can be blinded. We have blind minds. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Blind mind. Blind mind. Please, these minds I'm talking about, I am not talking about illiterate. Superior. This was Adam. Adam, the image of God, but the mind was hot, deceived. The mind was hot, blinded. We have deceived mind, Romans 16:18. We have sinful mind, Romans 8:6. We have earthly mind, Philippians 3:19. Earthly mind. Some people are just earthly. Everything they think about, how to make money, how to marry, how to earthly mind. We have unspiritual mind, Colossians 2:18, unspiritual mind. We have 1 Timothy 6:5, corrupt mind. That is twisted mind, a mind that is twisted. 2 Corinthians 3:14, we have dull minds. 2 Corinthians 11:3, minds that are led astray. We have Romans 12:2, renewed minds, and also Ephesians 4:23. We have Jeremiah 14:14 and Jeremiah 23:16. We have delusioned mind. Say the professor out of all their delusionment. Luke 24:45. We have closed mind, minds that have been closed. They have been closed. Nothing enters and nothing comes out. Made up mind, it is close. It's an attack. Especially when there are issues. Close your mind. But you can do that only with the word of God and the Holy Spirit. And we have Acts 14:2. Poisoned mind. Acts 14:2. Poisoned mind. The mind has been poisoned. Poisoned. So anything the person thinks about is negative. Beloved, it is time. We want to pray and declare our superior advantage. Beloved, we have superior advantage. And the components of superior advantage are, or the elements that form superior advantage, the word of God, the Holy Spirit, the blood, the name of Jesus Christ. These are the elements that form superior advantage. And you have all of them. The word of God, the Holy Spirit, the blood, the name of Jesus Christ. When you have all these things, you have all superior advantage. And how do you use them? You express them through your mouth, your confession. You confess through your mind. You meditate. Joshua 1:18? Do not let this book of the Lord depart from your mouth, but ye shall meditate on it day and night, so that ye shall be careful to do everything written in what? In it. Joshua 1:8, yes. Sometimes when things are too much, you mix up. Joshua 1:8, yes. So these are the channels through what? These are the channels through which you express your superior advantage. Say channels. Through which I express my superior advantage. The first one is your mouth. Say it. Say it. Power. Say it. Release power. Command. What you say. Say things into situation. Change things. Pray. Mouth. Not only just declaration. Then your mind. Meditation. Then your manner. I made it MMM. Your manner. Your lifestyle. Your behavior, you act it. You live like that. You act it. In fact, I like Ashanti so much. When you see a typical Ashanti man or woman, you know. They say, me here, Odisheba. Yes, I am a royal. Anywhere they enter, they are in charge. They want to be in charge. They want to be in charge. I mean, he will do for you to know that he is Ashanti. Even if he's not from Kumasi, everybody says he's from Kumasi. Yes, everybody. That is exactly what you, the child of God, you are. Take authority before you enter that office. Set the office in place, including your boss. Set the atmosphere. Create the things. Change things. Set things in order. Right in your room, you are the one in control. That office is in your pocket. Those people, it is what you set is what will happen. Look, you don't know who you are, but I want you to end the year. I am provoking you that 2022, you must live by superior hot advantage. Say, Lord, I thank you for my superior advantage. I thank you for my superior advantage. I thank you for my superior advantage. I thank you for restoring me through Christ. Thank you for restoring my superior advantage. Thank you for restoring my superior advantage. Thank you for restoring my superior advantage.
Thank you for restoring my superior advantage.
Thank you for restoring my superior advantage.
Thank you for restoring my superior advantage.
Thank you for restoring my superior advantage.
Thank you for restoring my superior advantage.
Thank you for restoring my
superior advantage. Lord, thank you for restoring my superior advantage.
Thank you for restoring
my superior advantage. Through Christ, I have superior advantage over witchcraft power. I have superior advantage through Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the superior advantage you have given to me over witchcraft power, over occult, over marine power.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
As we declare this, let me say this to you. Anytime somebody talks to you, discern the spirit behind what the person is saying. Don't just listen to people. Discern the mind. Because we have mentioned what can happen to the mind. Yes. Either the person is speaking from a deceived mind, a corrupt mind, a blinded mind, and the same spirit behind. Discern this. Even what I'm saying right now, Discern the spirit behind me. Discern the spirit in which I am saying this. Discern my mind. Yes. And you can do that by the Holy Spirit. You just begin to engage the Holy Spirit. Who is speaking? Are you the one speaking? What mind is speaking? Holy Spirit, what mind is speaking? Holy Spirit, who is speaking? Holy Spirit, what mind is speaking? Holy Spirit, what mind is speaking? Holy Spirit, who is speaking? Holy Spirit, who is speaking? That is how you discern the spirit behind the mind. Yes, Holy Spirit, who is speaking? Especially when you are being given counseling on serious issues of life, you want to take a step, you want to make a decision or a choice, and then somebody is advising you or this thing. Don't just listen. Find out. I have advised people. And I have to call them on phone. I have to call, say, what I told you yesterday. No, that is not it. Because I realized that I was in a certain state. I was in a natural mind before. So what I said was not as inspired by the Holy Spirit. So I called the people. I've done it several times. That's why when people can say, look, I'm tired. I may make a mistake. I may speak in the flesh. So please, give me time and let me meditate and I know what to say. Don't just take things. Read the spirit behind. These are, say, preparation to end the year. Say, preparation to take off.
I am preparing to take off.
The plane is taxiing for the next three days. Lord, I am taxiing. Holy Spirit, I am taxiing.
Lord, I am taxiing.
Holy Spirit, we are taxiing. taxing.
Your Holy Spirit, we are taxing on the tarmac.
For the sake of those who don't know this, please. When a plane is going to take off, it taxis. It goes slowly. We say it is taxiing. And the path of the plane is called the tarmac. The road, we call it tarmac. So the plane is all taxiing. And then it will get to a place where it has gathered momentum. The aerodynamics has been well set, full, then off. It takes off. We have pilots online. This one is just my little knowledge that I have. If I'm not correct, they should correct me. Say, I am taxing. Say, I am taxing. Say, Holy Spirit, together we are taxing. We are taxing to take off. We are taxing to take off. We are taxing to take off. We are taxing to take off into 2022. We are taxing to take off. 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 We are preparing to take off. We are preparing to take off.
We are taxing 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 to take off.
No power can stop us.
No power can stop us.
No power can stop our
take off.
No power can stop
our victorious
take off.
Our victorious take off.
Our victorious take off.
Our victorious I declare
somebody will have to write this down for me. I declare, say in the name of Jesus Christ,
in the name of Jesus
I declare
Christ, I declare
my superior advantage
over any power,
any force,
over all power,
all forces
that are operating
in this office, in this neighborhood, in this city, in this region, I declare
my superior advantage.
I declare my superior advantage over all forces operating around me, in this home. Where I am, in this house, in this property, in this land that I have acquired, that I am building on, I declare my superior advantage, occupying this land, occupying this property, occupying this land that I have acquired, that I am building on, I declare my superior advantage over all powers, over all forces in this neighborhood, in this office, in this office, in this shop, in this shop, in this family, in this family, in this family, in this office, in this office, in this shop, in this shop, in this office, in this land, occupying this property, occupying this thing, this gift in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I declare my superior advantage over all powers, by the name of Jesus Christ, I declare my superior advantage, my superior advantage, my superior advantage over the forces and the powers in this place, in the church, in this community, in this office, in this office, in my business, in my career, in my finances. It is working. Gladys, it is working. It is working. There is an angel around. It is working. There is an anointing. Hey, this prayer is working. Kali Kratos Kata. Things are going to begin to work right now. Declare your advantage right now. I declare my advantage. I declare my superior 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 advantage. Yes, over the devil and his powers. Over the devil and his kingdom. Over the devil. Yes, yes. Over marine powers. Over marine powers. I declare, I declare, I declare my superior advantage over in Christ Jesus, over witchcraft power, over witchcraft power, over occult power, over marine power, over juju and voodoo powers, over any power of the devil, over ancestral powers, over generational powers, over environmental powers, over family powers, over family powers. That wants me to end the year. That wants to end the year with me. That wants to end the year with me. Any power that wants to end the year with me. That wants to end the year with me. That wants to enter the new year with me. That wants to enter the new year with me. I set the superior advantage against you. I set the superior advantage. I set the superior advantage against you. I set the superior advantage against you. I set the superior advantage against you, and I set the laws, the e-laws against you. I set the e-laws against you. I set the e-laws against you. I set the e-laws against you. Any power that want to accompany me into 2022, any power that want to accompany me into 2022. Any situation that want to cross over with me into 2022, I set two things against you. I set superior advantage. I set the e-laws. I set superior advantage. I set the e-laws. I set the superior advantage. I set the e-laws. I set the e-laws against you. Against you. I set the law of exchange. I set the law of exemption. I set the law of escape. I set the law of exit. I set the law of entry. I set the law of elevation. The e-laws. The six e-laws. I set them against you. As they are, that they are my advantage. I set them against you. I set them against you. I set them against you. You cannot cross over with me. This situation cannot cross over with me. This situation cannot cross over with me. This spirit cannot cross over with me. This circumstance cannot cross over with me. This sickness cannot cross over with me. This condition cannot cross over with me. La karabakarata kabaya karata kabaya. Ilebe beketu kaliba barakata. Liba barakata kabaya. Ilepa barokutu kalababa. Libebe kota likerekete rekete. Libreketu kalari tu kazi. Makare katole kare. Ilepa barokutu kaliba areta. Zibreketu kalari tu kastiki basha. Le baba reketo kalibaba, ile baba rakatu kale, makare katore koto kaliba are, zibreketo kaleba arete ke baze, le baba rakata kabaya kata, ile baba rakatu kaliba arete ke baze, malekatu kalibaba rekete, ile baba rakata kabaya. The prayer is working, the prayer is working. Le baba rakata kabalekete, le baba, I said the e-laws against them, I said the law of exchange. I set the law of exemption. I set the law of escape. I set the law of escape. The law of exit. The law of entry. The law of elevation. Against you. Against you. Against your works. Against your activities. You cannot cross over with me. 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 This condition cannot cross over. This situation cannot cross over. This circumstance cannot cross over. This sickness cannot cross over. This condition in my marriage. This circumstance in my marriage. In my career. In my business. You cannot cross over. Any demon. Any spirit. Any familiar spirit. On assignment. You cannot cross over. 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 Because 2022 is not your year. It's not your year. It's not your year. It's not your year. It's not your year. 2022 is never your year. It's never your year. It's never your year. It is my year. It is my year. 2022 is my year. It's my year. It's my year. It's my year. I enter with superior advantage. I enter with superior. I enter with superior advantage. With superior advantage. With superior advantage that Christ has given to me. That Christ has given to me. That Christ has given to me. That Christ has secured for 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 me. Likarata kabareketu kali baba. Librakatu kali baba reketu kali. Ile baba baba reketu kali. Anything that has not been working well, let it begin to work right now. I see revival taking place. I see resurrection taking place. I can see resurrection taking place. I see myself as if I am in cemetery right now. And I can see graves opening. I can see things coming out. Yes, I can see things coming out. Yes, things coming out. Like when bomb is thrown. Like when the bomb is thrown. I can see explosion. Explosions are taking place. Yes, where things have been buried. Restoration is taking place. Restoration is taking place. Restoration is taking place. powers and forces that the enemy has used. Powers and forces that the enemy has used throughout this year and over the years. Yes, to win battles, to frustrate us, to frustrate us, to frustrate us, to frustrate us. Agents, agents, agents of darkness, people who have availed themselves to the devil to use against me, to use against me. I set the elos against them. I set the elos against them. I set the elos against them. I set superior advantage against them. I set superior advantage. 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 I set superior advantage against them in the name of Jesus Christ. Bali karando spikele bakari. Librakatuka libaba. Ilibaba rakata. Any agent. Any human agent. Any spirit that the enemy has used over these years against me, I set superior advantage and the elos against them, against them, against them, against them, against them, against them, against them. Let the superior advantage and the elos expire them, expire them, expire them, expire them, expire them, expire them, expire them. I declare to you, agents of darkness, agents of darkness, forces of darkness, agents of darkness, demons, familiar spirit that the enemy, the devil has used against me in the past years, in the past years, and this year, I expire you by superior advantage and the elos. I expire you. 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 I expire you by the elos and the superior advantage, by the elos and superior advantage that I have inherited in Christ Jesus. For my 2022 is my year. It's my year. It's my year to go deeper, to go deeper, to go deeper, to go deeper, to go higher, 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 to go deeper, to go higher, to go deeper. Any weapon the enemy has succeeded in using against me, I expire you by superior advantage and the elos. I expire you. I expire you. Any weapon that the enemy has succeeded in using against me, I expire you by superior advantage and elos and the elos and the elos. Any channel, any gateway in my life that the enemy has used as a legal ground, as a legal ground to work against me by superior advantage and the elos, I shut it. 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 Shut the gateway right now. Shut the channels right now. Shut them. Shut them. Shut them. Shut them. Shut them. Any legal gateway. Any legal door. Any legal channel given to the devil by my ancestors, by my parents, by my past life, by my past life, by my current life, with the supreme law, with the superior law, with the superior advantage, and the elos, and the elos, I shut them. 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 I declare from today, I am a snare to the devil and his agents. Anything they will try against me, let them fall. Let it catch up with them. Let it catch up with them. Let it catch up with them. Let it turn against them. Let it turn against them. Let it turn against them. Let it catch up with them. Let it turn against 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 them. Let it catch up with them. Let it turn against them. Let it catch up with them. Let it turn against them. Let it catch up with them. Let it turn against them. Let it catch up with them. In Jesus' mighty name. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
By the superior advantage.
By the superior advantage.
And the E-law.
And the E-law.
I possess this day.
I possess this day.
I possess the rest of the days.
I secure the rest of my days.
I secure my atmosphere.
I secure my atmosphere.
And my environment.
And my environment.
And I declare with my mouth.
And
believe in my heart.
That
I am ending well.
I am ending victoriously.
I am ending with a testimony. I am ending with a testimony.
I am ending with a testimony.
I am ending well.
I am ending well.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. I secure my food.
I secure my water.
I secure my going out
and my coming in.
I secure my gates.
I secure everything
that enters into this gate or comes out of the gate in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for bringing us this far in Jesus' mighty name. I heard a voice saying, somebody here is going to hear a pleasant news.
Amen.
A pleasant news. Lord, I think it is myself.
Oh.
Yes, I think it is myself. Oh.
I
just said, somebody should give me 10 cities to 20 cities to sow. Jesus of Nazareth, I am hearing it.
See,
you are going to, somebody is going to receive a pleasant news. A pleasant news. Lord, Father, I receive it. Lord, I will sow my seed. It is not in my pocket, right? Lord, please, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. A pleasant news. Father, that news, oh my God, that news is for me. A fragrance news. A news that is smelling, smelling well, smelling good. Oh my God, I have not heard this thing before. A news that is smelling good. 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 I have sown into it. Father, I receive this news in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, I receive this pleasant news, Lord. I receive this pleasant news. We receive this pleasant news. We receive the news that is smelling. It is smelling. It is smelling good. It is smelling good. It is smelling good. It is too good to be believed. It is too good to be believed. Oh, yes, Lord. Let the angels locate us, oh God, with that news. Let the angels locate us, oh God, with that news. We are ready for that news, oh Lord. We celebrate that news, oh Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.